Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
New Heaven and Earth, Revelation 21, 1-27. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first heaven had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." Then came out of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, who spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city of Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and all the gates 12 angels, and on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. And on the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 great gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one who spoke with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and walls. The city lies 4 square, its length the same as its width. And he measured the city with his rod 12,000 stadia. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its walls 144 cubits by human measurement, which is also an angel's measurement. The wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Wow. Could almost leave the whole podcast for the day just sitting on that. So many images, so many great explanations that could come out of this. Every human being has an instinct that something better is to come. Now, the key is to live fully in the present. We don't stay stuck in the past. We allow the past to instruct us. And we don't just anticipate the future, but we have a hope-filled future, and so it causes us to live fully now. Johnson, in his commentary, says, "Our view of the future automatically shapes the way we live in the present. In the face of death," Paul says, "we do not grieve as the world does. In the face of brokenness, we've been instructed by our Lord to pray that his kingdom would come. And in the face of darkness, we're to shine as light." This new city, the new Jerusalem, comes and visits us. There's so much that could be said about moving in the biblical text from a garden to a city, and a city that's lined with garden-like elements. The key element here is it's the dwelling place of God. All of these descriptions create a wonderful picture, but heaven is not about all of these incredible things. Heaven is about a person. It's about the presence of God. God will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and he will be their God. No need for a temple, because God will be in that place. No need for a sun. Doesn't say there won't be sun and moon, but just says there's no need for it because the light of the Lord is there. All of the brokenness of this world is turned over in the new heaven and the new earth. What's the so what? I guess I would say the so what is keep this image before us. It's worth persevering. Our longings will be fulfilled. The things that are broken will be overturned, and there will be newness. And no longer will there be a sea and chaos in our lives. The now what is to point the way, to live some of these kingdom opposites in the middle of a dark world so that people would be curious, that they would somewhat be jealous of what is to come. To pray for God's intervention in the world in which we live and to be people of hope. Lord, today, would you cause this image of what is to be to so infiltrate our lives that your presence flows out of us and that people would be drawn to you, that they would gain hope by being simply in contact with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.